must be some kind of way out of here. Said a joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief. Businessman there, to drink my wine. Plowman, dig my earth. None will level on the mine. Nobody of it is worth.
This is Music with Kara Hour. Okay. So I think the next one I'm going to play is End of the Beginning. It's by Black Sabbath, and it was requested by Two Dog last week. So if you're listening.
Yay, Two Dog. Yeah, I saw him up in the chat room. That was kind of an awkward start.
Yeah, I wasn't quite ready.
It's all right. Here you go.
We'll be right back.
song is awesome. I love that song.
Well, apparently Two Dog likes it too.
Yes, thank you.
All right, so where are we at now?
Okay, the next one is going to be Grind by Alice in Chains. It was also on their self-titled album, and it was nominated for a Grammy Award for Best Hard Rock Performance in 96.
So they actually won a Grammy for this one, huh?
Yep.
Well, I'm going to have to listen to this one then. It's a Grammy. Ain't that like a Grammy cracker or... Graham cracker.
Oh.
Grammy? Was that a little statue like the bald-headed guy for TV? I don't know. What is a Grammy? Oh, that's that cone-shaped thing that they got.
What?
Don't they give you like a trophy?
Yeah, it's like a trophy.
It'd be an I try. I try to play my guitar. I got a Grammy. Hello! So, what are we looking at? Janis Joplin now?
Yep, this one's going to be Summertime. It was her version of the George Gershwin's Summertime. It was on the album Cheap Thrills with her and the Big Brother Holding Company. And what? It was the last time she was the lead singer with them.
Cool. Well, I hope I got the right version here, so let's see. You tell me whether or not I failed okay. or succeeded. Success.
Thank you.
Yeah, that song had a little bit of something about everything. It had drums, it had acoustic guitar, some piano, and it was a pretty good one.
Yep.
We just got through talking about that last ending, the epic ending, where the guy's smashing on the cymbals and everything, gets all excited and kicks over the drums. And yeah, that only cost me a few $1,000s.
Only.
Yeah. I don't see why those rock stars always wanted to go back and bash their guitar on the stage after they get through playing a really awesome guitar solo. Man, a guy like me, I got a thin wallet, so if that wallet's thin and got cobwebs in, you could open my wallet and you could go, hello, 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 hello. I couldn't afford a new guitar. All right, so this one right here is talking about the man who sold the world.
Yep, it's the David Bowie version. It's also covered by Nirvana and Midura, though.
But I got a question. If he sold the world, how much did he get for it?
Ask the man who sold the world.
I bet he only got $350. That's what. He got $350, folks. He sold the world for $350. Here you go.
Up on the stand, he spoke of was and when, although I wasn't there. He said I was his friend, which came as some surprise. I spoke into his eyes. I thought you died alone a long, long time ago. Shook his hand and made my way back home. I searched for home and land. For years and years I roamed. I gazed a gazeless stare at all the millions here. We must have died alone a long, long time ago. With the man who sold the world.
Yeah, folks, that last song, if you was listening real close, there's like a washboard deal inside there. Kerr, she got, this is too funny to let go. Tell Kerr.
Yeah, so me and my dad were driving on the way to somewhere one day, and I kept hearing that in the car, and the song was playing, and I thought that my car was breaking down.
Ah! She said she actually pulled over to the side of the road because she heard that sound and told her, what's wrong with my car? And it was part of the song. That's a hoot, man. All right, so where are we going from here?
Okay.
Hey, wait, folks. If you're driving down the road and you hear that while that song's playing, don't panic.
You're good. Okay. The next one is Outshined by Soundgarden. I was watching an interview about it, and it said that when he was writing the song in the lyrics, when it says, I'm looking California and feeling Minnesota, it meant a lot to him, but he thought it sounded kind of weird, and he performed it, and the whole crowd went crazy, like they loved it too, and so that meant something.
Cool. So he's like a California man at heart. Is that what he's trying to say? Even though he looked like he was from.
He had depression problems, and so.
Ah. Cool. No, I ain't Cody. He's depressed. No. All right. So anyway, Soundgarden, Outshine. Stay tuned.
Keep the movie rolling.
Hooray!
This next one is going to be a Wolfen Man by Metallica off their Black album.
So, when I asked you about whether or not what's this song about Wolfen Man, we got into a werewolf talk. So, like, vampires, they don't like garlic is what we understand. So, if you eat an Italian pizza with lots of garlic, all you got to do is breathe on them and they're cool. But what about the vampire?
The werewolves?
The werewolf, that's it. Werewolf.
Silver bullets. They don't like silver bullets.
They don't like silver bullets. So, if you tell them you got some silver in your gat, then they'll leave you alone, I guess. Unless you got some silver brass knuckles, but then we had to decide whether or not those would be efficient.
I think you should just shoot them, though, before they actually, you know, no conversation about it.
Yeah. Watch out for the werewolves. We don't know if that's what this song's about, but... Woohoo! So I think we almost fell asleep on that one.
Yep.
Metallica was a good band. You said you didn't like their newer stuff.
Yeah, I don't like their newer stuff as much.
It's kind of like some of Ozzy's music. He had some really good tunes back in the day, but some of his newer albums, like I hate that Bounty Hunter song.
I don't like that I Don't Want to Stop song. I don't know what it's called.
I don't know. I kind of thought that one sort of had a good tune to it. It's just like, maybe it's just some too much cheese to
maybe.
It. Yeah, you can ruin a good thing with too much. Anyway, so where are we going to from there?
So now we're going to go to, it's Call Me a Dog by Temple of the Dog.
Call Me a Dog.
Yep.
Man, wait, that's a say hell, that's a say hello to heaven.
Oh, that's the wrong one.
Okay, so where are we looking at? Up.
Down.
Yeah, we'll find it.
Yeah.
Call Me a Dog. But ain't it kind of rude? Unless, I guess, if he likes to be called a dog. What happened?
I think it's down farther.
I think it's... Let's go all the way to the bottom. Here's an idea. Let's hit the search option. C-A-L-L. All right, there it is right there. Call Me a Dog by Temple of the Dog.
Yes.
So, I don't know. Temple of the Dog. Call Me a Dog. We've lost our minds.
Call me a dog. We'll experiment. Cause it ain't no use to pretend you're wrong. And you call me out. I can't hide anymore.
Yeah, that's right, folks. Elvis lives. I'm telling you, he's going by the name Dwight. He's working down at Honest Abe's used car lot. Honest Abe's, yeah, now they'll sell you a used car, and guaranteed that if it goes out in the street and it falls in half, completely in half, you own both sides of the car. So.
Depends on how you look at it. Win-win, lose-lose.
Yeah, win-win, lose-lose. At least you didn't lose nothing. It's still all there. You just got to clean up that mess. Anyway. So where are we going to from there?
Okay, so the next one is Peace Sells by Megadeth.
Cool. And if you go to Dwight, he will paint any car for $19.95. He'll paint over bugs, rust, dirt, etc. That's our commercial.
Oh.
All right. Peace Sells, Megadeth. You gotta explain this to me. You like a song, but you don't know what the song's about?
Well, sometimes it can have a lot of different meanings, and I don't want to go on to say what I think it's about, and it's the total opposite.
Well, I think I'd rather know what you think the song is about and says, well, what I think it's about. But either way, I just wondered. I mean, songs have lyrics, and lyrics are words, so they have meaning. So I'm always wanting to hear the story, I guess. But anyway, what's this one right here?
It's going to be Estranged by Guns N' Roses.
And this is your last one for the day?
Yep, this is the last one.
All right, folks, this is Guns N' Roses, and you've been listening to Music with Kara Hour. Hope you show some love and throw some smiley faces up in the chat room.
Thanks for listening.
Peace and love, everybody. Take care.
It's now.